Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
So when Bubba Cunningham, he's the athletics director at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, when he brought back Mack Brown for a second stint as head football coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels, there was talk about the good old boy network being in full effect. And similarly, in the NFL, when the Cleveland Browns fired Hugh Jackson as head coach and then Cincinnati Bengals coach Marvin Lewis made up a job for Jackson, folks then were hating on the homeboy hookup because Lewis and Jackson are friends who'd coached together before. So what we're observing here is when the quid pro quo is a white person looking out for another white person or a black person having the back of another black person, we don't like that because it feels wrongly racially motivated, which is not what we want, and it's a bad look because sports ultimately tends to put race in its place. So in the name of racial reconciliation, let me point you to the Oklahoma Sooners, where the quid pro quo had head football coach Lincoln Riley, a white guy, hiring Ruffin McNeil, a black dude, to help coach the Sooners defense. Now, McNeil had been fired as the head coach for East Carolina University and coached a season at the University of Virginia before Riley returned the favor. You see, Riley used to be McNeil's offensive coordinator at East Carolina. In other words, what goes around comes around. I mean, sometimes it's straight chocolate, like Lewis and Jackson over in Cincinnati. Sometimes it's all vanilla, like Cunningham and Brown with the North Carolina Tar Heels. But sometimes you get that marble swirl like Riley and McNeil at Oklahoma, that latter combination being particularly sweet. For more sports or entertainment, hard news, health news, you name it, go to UrbanMediaToday.com. That's UrbanMediaToday.com. Keep it connected from the fields to the stands. I'm your man, John McCann.
Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.